Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to present to some and introduce to others the host with the most, Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. Let's be interactive and let's make it do what it do.
Come before you this awesome Monday. We call this Abolish Monday. So we come with you an awesome show plan today. And I said a couple times, straight talk, no chaser. And I want you to understand where we're going. We're going to focus on conversation. If you think about it, focus on conversation that is honest and very direct. I don't like everything you said, but we're going to bring it to you today. We're going to make it do what it do. We want you to be interactive. If you're joining us on one of the networks, social network, we want you to just make sure you type your name in or type in, send a like up, a heart. Just let us know that you're there. We appreciate all you're doing and supporting. See, this is all about bringing something about our community, bringing something about our life, bringing out something relating to relationship. And today's title is awesome, man. It said relationship, what makes you unique? See, too many times people don't realize to be in a relationship, you have to be unique. You just can't talk about, I want to be a part of a relationship, I want to do this, but I'm not unique. Have I worked on what I need to define myself, make myself available so I can be a part of a relationship? So what makes you unique? I want you to think about that. As we move forward to introduce some of our information so you can connect with us, you can join us by calling in. The call in number is 347-857-4192. Repeat that, 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure you get on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell. Ask for your location, and you can chat with Dr. Lorenza D. Smith as we talk about our title. It's truly important. Relationship, what makes you unique? And we're going to go through that process. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Radio, the internet station. And we're excited about it. Basically, it'll say WBSW Internet Talk Radio. You get a chance to be a part of us. You also can email the show at WBSW Radio, the internet station, 23@gmail.com. As well as you can tweet the show at @Phi Sigma_10. We're partnered with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter out of Greenville, Alabama. We also have an opportunity to work with them in Instagram, and we work through their network. We're broadcasting through their network. That is, and I call it because they're a social media network, it is V-Squad Greenville. So we want to make it do what it do. It's exciting to be able to put ourselves in a position so we can be live. See, when we said WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one because we're the first radio station that are using the social media to bring the word to you. It is an interactive opportunity so you can share with us. And when we said we are live broadcasting, we're broadcasting all over the world, starting with Big O Live. That's at Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith, Facebook.com/Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith, Instagram. I just mentioned Partners with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, but we also broadcast on President Dr. Loretta Lee Smith. We have the great pleasure of being on TikTok. We're TikTok Live, and again, that's Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith. Being on Rumpley, we have at WBSW Radio, the internet station with 23, and then we bring about on-demand opportunity. You can go back and listen to our episode. We're being aired on Tumblr Live, and that's at Dr. Low Smith-blog, along with Truth. We have that opportunity at WBSW Radio, the internet station 23. Then also Snapchat. We get an opportunity to be broadcast on Snapchat, and that is at WBSW Radio, the internet station. You have a chance to be a part of this. Now, WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one, has listeners and watchers in 41 countries, six continents we're covering. And we're excited to get the word out that way. We also want you to know that we have giveaways. And the thing about it, I want everybody to listen to me when I say this. When I say we have giveaways, we want you to register for the giveaways, not make requests, asking to help with your situation. We don't mind helping you as an organization, as a business, but we ask you to register. We have to have a documentation that we're working with you. You got to be willing to say, well, he helped me. He made a difference. His radio station made a difference in my life. So we ask you not to just make requests to help you, regardless of your situation, unless you're registering for our raffle. And you can do that by saying your name. That's the first thing you can send. And you can send it to our email. The two emails you can send it to is WBSW Radio, the internet station 23@gmail.com. Or you can send it to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. And what are you registering for? And we'll talk about our means of transaction. You're registering for hotel stays. We wrap off in so far as of 21, 22, and 23, we're wrapping off 23 hotel stays. We'll wrap up a host of gift cards. We'll wrap up a host of food vouchers, gas vouchers. We also have wrapped off books. And I ask you, if you are an individual, have a young child, or have a teenager, or whoever it may be, or a cousin, a brother, you ought to make this request, because I'm giving this away to you free. This is one of our authors that came on. It's Trey Johnson out of the great state of Georgia, wrote this book entitled How to Climb the Mountain of Financial Aid. He's a financial specialist, and his book gives you some ins and outs to finding out how to deal with financial aid. All I ask you to do is send me to one of the social media sites or to the email a post opportunity. Post this opportunity. We need a, I'm not going to say an address. You might choose to use a P.O. box, but we'll send it at our cost. And we have a couple of mail, but I need to hear from you ASAP so we can get them out and make sure we get them to you. How to climb the mountain of financial aid. It's free. It's not costing you anything. I'm going to pay the postage. You just have to send me where I need to send it to and who I'm sending it to. I have no problem. We also have our second book that we want to give away. We're giving away Family Scars. And this is another book by brother. Yes, he's a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Trey Johnson, Family Scars. And we can send this to you as well, but you must send us your name in some way for us to get it to you, mail it to you, because we will be using the U.S. Postal Service. We can tell you that now. And I have one more book over here that we have a couple books. Matter of fact, I have a couple of my books I'm giving away. I have two of my books that I'm giving away. One of my first book that I wrote was Education, What Happened to the Passion? And I wrote about my experience. I wrote about some things that you as a parent didn't know from the outside. Now you know from the inside. how you can address some things. But this one is available as well, along with my second book, Don't Be Scared, Come On to Love. That's the title of the second book. So these four books are available, but you need to send me your name along with a direct postage place. I can send it to an address, P.O. Box, whatever it may be, so we can make sure we get it to you. We give a shout-out to this Javonna Williams, number 8. Thank you so much. Demetria Dot Collins, thank you so much for joining us. We have a several that are joining us also on this is Man Bailey joining us. Emma J, Renee, thank you so much. Brent Campbell, Jim, Queen, these are the people that are slowly joining us. Cornflake is joining us as well. We have several other people. Audrey, thank you so much. Is that dive? I can't kind of see as a glare, but I see infinity. I'm gonna say Audrey Infinity. Thank you so much for joining us. Now these are the devices that we're using tonight, and I'm so glad to be able to talk about each one of these devices because it gives an opportunity to get the word and maybe give you a shout out when you pop up on the screen. Your name pop on the screen. We are using again. We have many devices we go live, but tonight we have Big O Live, Facebook Live, Instagram Live, YouTube Live. So we're broadcasting from the studio in YouTube. We need you to get in there and find it. It'll be the Smithway Enterprise, and we ask you to subscribe to us. So we can build our channel and have it to the point where you can see all of our videos. And then we also have TikTok and Blog Talk Radio. So truly, truly. And we're just talking about our giveaways. I want to get back to that right quick. We have hotel stays and minute books and the raffle for the gifts, gift cards, food vouchers, and so on. But we also ask you to send us a means of transaction. The reason why is we send love offerings. But see, we don't want you to just make requests by going through texting, I need to have this, help me with that. You need to register. Send me your name with a means of transaction. And that could be Cash App, or it could be Venmo, it could be PayPal, or Zelle to Lorenza B. Smith, 15@gmail.com. So we're just going to make it do what it do. God has blessed us. This is a vision. Let me share with you all, and I'm going to be short with it because I want to get the show started. In 2017, I was living in South Florida in the Fort Lauderdale Sunrise area, and I was broadcasting on a radio station on Sunday with a team called Relationship 101. And I was excited by having the opportunity, but during the process of broadcasting on the AM channel, WMBM, down in Miami, and we was broadcasting on a regular basis on Sundays, and God blessed me with a vision, and this is the vision right here. We started off with one channel, one device to broadcast. Now, we're truly excited. When I said one channel, meaning we was operating through Blog Talk Radio, which we're doing now. And we added all the others from 2017 to today. September 27, 2024, 7 years we've been broadcasting. From one talk show platform to now we have way over 16 platforms. See, God is good. He's awesome. You got to trust and believe him. And I'm a true practicing Christian. And God guided me through the vision to come here. So thank you for being a part of this and sharing with what is so extraordinary through his blessing. Before we really get kicked off, we want to play something. As long as you've been on, we have a tendency to spend time playing some songs. And we want to do this. and we're going to play this.
I'm glad to say that she's all that. The girl is simply my comfort. She my boat out in the water. She gon' stop, she gon' hard, ever listen to me. I never met a girl make you feel so simple and free. Yeah, and I'm in a city if it ain't with my baby. Lock me up, throw the key away, call me crazy.
God has blessed us, and just saying, you know, do it for me, and that's what this radio station is all about. Do it for us. Let us know you're here. We also ask you, if after you register for our giveaways, we ask you to sow a seed of $1. Sow a seed of $1 with WBSW Radio. You can do it at Cash App, Lorenza D. Smith 15. You ought to be, if I can help you, you ought to be able to help us. Send $1, and we really, really appreciate you doing it. Let's talk about our title tonight, Relationship. What makes you unique? Ask yourself, what makes you unique? We give a shout out to Ms. Bush, EBS, a member of the Center by Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much for being a part of this. God is so good and blessing us to have your presence with us. Along with Bert underscore Fluffy underscore Official, Island KGN Jam, thank you so much for being a part of it. We have PJ, thank you so much. Vince, thank you for taking time to be a part of it. As well as we have Gaius Baptiste following us, thank you so much for taking the opportunity to be a part of this today. We have several others. Nubian Diva. Thank you so much, Nubian Diva. Kurt, let me know, is joining us. Thank you so much for being a part of. Paul Chapman, being a part of. So I'm giving a shout out because we all like to hear our name being called out. But the thing about it, you're going to take time to be a part. I'm going to give you a shout out. I'll give you on for 1 minute, 30 seconds, or 2 hours with us. We want to give you a shout out. Thank you so much. So let's talk about relationships. What makes you unique? See, a relationship is when you're with someone or some group of individuals. What's unique about you so that relationship can be successful? I want you to ask yourself that. And if you want to, I would love for you to just, all you put one word that would describe your uniqueness. One word that describes your uniqueness, whatever platform you're on, whatever network you're on, type that word in the comment section and let me know, because you have an opportunity. You have an area on Instagram that have equipped you in your own atmosphere, put you in a rarefied place in life. What is that one word? So when we say, you know, what is a unique person, we always think about being eccentric, being erratic, being odd, being outlandish, peculiar, quaint, singular, and strange. When we say unique, that puts you, now you say, oh boy, that's some terms that don't fit me. But when I talk about uniqueness, talk about something that is unusual and is your characteristic. See, we have very positive characteristics. You are unique because you're honest. Come on, we're going to keep it simple when we talk about relationships. You're unique because you're trustworthy. You're unique because you're an effective communicator. You're unique because of self-love. You're unique because you're dedicated. You're unique because you're compassionate. You're unique because you have empathy. You're unique because you are passionate. You are unique because you stand alone, because you're willing to identify my purpose. See, unique is understanding that I know my purpose. That makes me unique, puts me in a rarefied air, puts me in a place that some others not, because if you don't know your purpose, how can you say you're in the same me to be able to say, so when we're talking about my unique, my word, my one word is purpose. How about you? Can you see your purpose? Do you know your purpose? Are you still searching for your purpose? It's in life, but when it's in life, it heals, makes you very unique. And truly, truly, and the calling number again is 347-857-4192. And when I look up, I see several people. Well, one particular number, I want to give a shout out because he's joining us regularly on Monday. Thank you so much, truly, truly. But I want him to become live. I'm going to make it live right now so he can share his thoughts. The caller, and this is what I do to call the last four digits of your cell, telephone number 6601. You're live. Let us know where you're calling from, and we actually, you can let us know your name, because I already know your name. I want you to tell everybody else. How you doing?
You said 6601. Do you mean me, 6606?
I'm sorry, 6606. And it's none other than who? Joe.
That's, how you doing?
How you doing, Joe? I remember your number, so you good. You good with me.
Hey, you know, you're chopping up just like last week. Is there something wrong with your headset or with a synthesizer you're using or something like that?
It just came back here and there. I got several devices working. But we're going to work it out. We're going to make
okay.
Sure we work out. We're hearing you beautiful. We hear you beautiful.
Ah, okay. You know, when you're talking about what makes me unique, well, my personality. But other than that, I don't think I'm especially unique from other men who have who want to break away from the norm and the modern, and who have integrity and who believe in the philosophy of mutual interpretation. So I think there are millions of men out there like me, if they found the right woman, would be able to see her the way that the right woman should be. But my personality, I mean, all of us are unique in some way. The way we tell a story, the way we walk, the way that we think about certain items, certain issues. But I think that there are other good men out there like me who would treat good women the same way I would.
Exactly. I think you started off, all of a sudden, it's just like it dropped down, your volume dropped down. But we're going to... I'm gonna make an adjustment. I'm gonna put you on hold and make adjustments, and we'll come back to you, okay, Joe? Because something we're gonna make it work out, okay? All right. As we talk throughout the process, and as I'm talking with you, and Joe was sharing his uniqueness and how he sees himself as unique, you ask yourself how you see yourself as unique. See, we truly have to be able to identify that. We don't ask you to have a list of things, but we do ask you to at least be able to identify one thing that makes you unique. And tonight's show is all about when you're in a relationship, what makes that make you so unique that relationship can fall in the right order like you want it to, and you can be successful. Now, that's just my opinion about it, because see, it's important that you understand that this show is just offering our opinion, offering my opinion in regards to as the host, and then so you have your different opinion in regards to that. But we want to say, I'm still going to try to go back to Joe. Just give me about a minute and see, can I go back to you, because the choppiness, I'm trying to get out of here. So I'm working on that right now as we continue to talk. But also I want to make sure we take time to recognize our sponsors. And see, it's really important that we do that, because those sponsors take time to help us. These hotel stays where we, from 3 nights, 4 days, 5 nights, 6 days, internationally, and also here in the United States and also in Mexico. We try to make sure, even though we know that's international, but we try to make sure we have the availability to pay for that hotel, which we do. We have three trips internationally coming up. We're going to be doing it for the month of February. It's during Valentine's. All of the month is going to be celebrated in love. We got one trip. All three trips is 5 nights and 6 days. We pay for the hotel stay. Paris, France, we're going to be wrapping it off. Dubai, we're going to be wrapping it off. And also Bali. 5 nights and 6 days, we pay for the hotel stay. You have to pay for the other part. So whole point, which is the month of February, we're going Ralph also flips one right here in the United States as well as Mexico. So we're planning on giving away about 6, 7, 8 trips. That's why you need to get your name in. Send your name along with a Visa transaction, and we're going to put it in the raffle, and you'll be in the raffle for that trip where you would take care, you know, you don't have to pay for your hotel because we're going to take care of maybe some amenities that you may have to pay for, maybe a tax here, that different tax that may not be included when we purchase it, but you'll be able to do it. You got to pay for your travel there. You got to pay for your food. And do it. But we want to give a shout-out to our first sponsor.
Tri-Stat LLC can grow your business. We provide specialized business and management consulting services. Tri-Stat LLC meets your consulting needs in the industry of engineering, accounting, research, and management service sector. Contact Mr. William Scott at 334-320-5438 or 334-526-0228.
Give a shout-out to William Scott and Tri-Stat LLC. You can give them a call direct live. I'm going to give you that number, 334-320-5438. They meet your consulting need. For example, if you need some training, you need a consultant to come in, train your staff, train your supervisors, train your leadership team. Mr. William Scott is available for that, Tri-Stat LLC. Also, if you wrote a grant, been awarded a grant, and you need some help in administrating that grant, administration of the grant, then also making sure you can put all your final paperwork in so you can submit, and it may be every 12 months that organization decides to require you to give a report. Mr. William Scott can help you. So give him a call because he definitely can meet your needs. I'm going to go back to Joe and see can we get some of this chopping this out of it. Then we're going to move the format. All right, Joe, we have you back on. Can you hear me?
Yeah. I got a clue, though. When you were playing that pre-recorded promo, there was no choppiness. But when you talk, there's choppiness. So this might be your headset. It might be something at home.
Yes.
The wire, headset, something like that. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, Joe. Thank you so much. I tell you, we're working on it. But if you have an opportunity to now share your thoughts as you was doing in regards to your uniqueness. Okay.
Yeah, I think my personality overall is probably more unique than most people's. But let's say I was dating a girl and was with her for 2-4 years, let's say, and I died, right? Now, she loved me because, yeah, I was unique in my personality, but because I also had morality. She could trust me to the limit. She knew I would never cheat on her, never lie. I would always do the right thing, right? Now I'm dead. Now you come along and you have your own unique personality, your own unique type of thought patterns, but you've got morality. You would never cheat on her. You would treat her right, and she falls in love with you, right? Now, even though you and I are different personalities, we're not unique in what I consider to be the most important characteristic, and that's integrity.
Yep. You're right, Joe.
You know? So, yeah, I think it's good for everybody to be unique in order to attract the person, but in order to keep that person, I think everybody has to have integrity, including women, especially women, you know, especially women, because they don't, a lot of them, the more they grow up thinking that they're princesses and beautiful and that men owe them entertainment, protection, to provide, they lack integrity. They're too selfish, and they don't even know it.
All right.
And I'm serious. I'm serious about it.
Yes, sir. Continue. Share your thoughts. Come on.
So I think women have to realize, and there are a lot of women waking up, thank God. Okay, you can listen to their philosophies on YouTube about how they as women know that women are messing up the modern dating world. A lot of men are just leaving dating. They don't even want to get laid. They don't want to be bothered with chicks anymore because of that sense of entitlement. Because it's me, instead of I, you, and we. It's me. You got to provide for me. You got to listen to me. You got to comfort me. You got to, this is my kitchen. This is my house. And half of what you earn belongs to me if I don't love you anymore. So men don't even want to be bothered with that crap. So if a man has integrity, and I know why you're laughing, because it's true. And if a man has integrity, right? And if a woman has integrity, they both act from a foundation of morality, of doing the right thing for the sake of doing the right thing. And I think that's lacking. And I think if I find a woman like that, that's unique.
That's awesome, Joe. I tell you, you're hitting things on the head. I'm still probably choppy. I'm continuing to work as you talk about working on it. So, again,
okay.
I really appreciate sharing your thoughts tonight. And we're going to kind of move forward and hope I can get the choppy.
Okay.
Slowly up and working out. I appreciate you, Joe, for calling in and being a part of it.
All right. Okay, next time then. All right, take
it. All right, man. Truly, as we move forward, I'm working on getting it out in the board sometime. They have different setups, and I'm working on getting it. So it's a technical difficult, but we're going to make it work. But we're going to move with the show because we have to. Our time is so important. We want to also talk about some things that make you unique, or some things unique about the person that you may observe. And it's important that, like I said, you know what things call a unique character. Joseph talks about him, himself, and how you think. But when he talks about individuals that lack certain things like integrity, see, integrity could be a unique phase of what you're doing in life, and that could be identified who you are. A lot of times we get so caught up in, and I was saying this the other day, and I was talking about people are easy. It's so easy to lie with no problem. And then when you catch them in the lie, they act like it should be part of your uniqueness. It should be part of your integrity, your morality. These are kind of things that really I see in what we're dealing with today, pretty much in our modern times, that people take for granted. See, we talk about healthy traits and characteristics. See, uniqueness is also your characteristic. It's truly something that's identified with you. But it's not saying another person don't have it. Others may have it, but you have to own it. See, that's the thing about it. In life, we have to own who we are and whose we are. And too many times we want to play the victim because things happen in life. We don't want to accept who we are because in a relationship, it takes two. It's not one. And if you have integrity, that person should have integrity because that's something that y'all have a commonality about. But we find out that a lot of people don't. They have no problem with offering untruth. They have no problem with just simply not having the ability to have empathy. See, that's one of those big ones right there. All of them are important. But empathy is important. Now, Joe said something I want to just go back to. And he said something about people being selfish. See, you cannot be successful in any relationship if you're selfish. Now, you can be successful if you're selfless. And you need to know the difference between the two and understanding how you accept your role, whether your personality, whether you your interest, your talent, or whatever it may be. You have to make sure you consider others. See, selfless empathy falls in a category, and if you're in that category, I always say you operate in a rarefied air. People don't want to say, I'm the same as others. But see, yeah, there's a percentage of people who operate in that. About 10% of the population of the world operate in that area, and it has nothing to do with you have. It has not, no care about how you look. What it cares about is what from the inside. See, your uniqueness is from your heart and your soul. So creates the problem that people may encounter with you. See, if your heart is not a good heart, if you operate with in the point of you consider yourself that you're not unique, because you know I can do what I want, I can lie, I can be dishonest, I can be trustworthy, I can be not trustworthy, and I don't have the communication. I operate on feelings. Every time things don't go my way, I want to come off and get mad with people. I don't operate off emotions instead of operating off reality. See, when you understand your uniqueness, you are real. See, you operate from a level of higher than the norm. So I said earlier about one of the key things I would say for myself is understanding what is my purpose. I know my purpose. A lot of people don't know their purpose. And it takes time. It takes time using all the resources so you can find out what is your purpose in life. See, don't be in a job and you come and complain how dead end that job is. It's our career, because you don't know your purpose in that career. You don't know your purpose in life. And it's hard to operate at the level that you want to be. See, we have to understand that everyone is different in their own way. You're not going to operate like I operate. I'm not going to operate like you operate. And I think that's what has kind of come to a head with a lot of things in life, especially with genders. A lot of times certain genders won't. Another gender too. Let me just say, a lot of times women want to be men to act like women. They want to be communicative and talk all day. Men just don't want to talk all day. Men ask you something, they want a yes and no answer. You can't make me just sit there and just talk, because I don't want to talk. I want to get to where I need to go. See, time and energy is important. And a lot of times we recognize our schedule of life. And we're going to make sure we do what we need to do to be where we're supposed to be. Not sit here and just go down for anything. If we go to a restaurant and they say it's an hour away, you have two choices. You can sit there for an hour, or you sit there 10 or 15 minutes and decide you want to go somewhere else that when you get there has a wait. See, you didn't value the time. When you sit there, you could have sit there another 40 minutes and probably it would have been a little quicker, but you chose to not understand it just because you have the ability to go do it. Sometimes we have to stay in order. Sometimes we have to be patient. See, a person unique is a patient person. You know, I think about my dad and how patient he was with the many individuals that worked with him. And they still speak of him since he transitioned in 2020. He, you know, people that used to work with him see me and talk about, say, how patient your father was with us. And see, a lot of times we got to understand patience contribute to your success. See, if you sit there and wait for that hour, or you may go a little early, you have not wasted time. But if you sit there and you say, I'm going to go somewhere else, I have another. You didn't think about you might have to drive 10 miles to go to that place. See, amazing in some cities, just because the city is not a big city, but on one side of the town, and you want to get to the other side, where you want from the west to the east or north to the south, some people think, oh, it's just over there. But you're talking about 30 minutes of your time. Time is important. So your unique is recognized that you are a patient person, and you understand who you are and whom you are. And that's one of the most important things that we have to deal with. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in and calling up. It's 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you online by identifying the last four digits of your cell or your telephone number. Ask for your location. Let me give a shout out to Kim Ramsey. Kim is a member of Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much. And actually out of the great city of Montgomery that have moved on and a career taking up many other places. Thank you so much, Kim, for being a part of this and maybe share with the other Sarahs and the other individuals you contact and let them know they can come and check us out right here on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. We have no problem saying that the first radio station that used the social media site to broadcast all of our shows, and we're up and running with six social media sites at one time, and we're excited about that. See, God got an answer for us. We have to be humble enough to wait for it. We want to shout out to Mary Hudson. Thank you so much for joining us. Ty Soon, 888. Joining us. Thank you so much. We also have Bass, and that's it, Bass Pratt. Thank you so much, Pratt, for being a part of CBS 1960. Join us. Thank you so much. Joyce Freeman, taking time to be a part of this. Mr. Ordinary Guy, join us. We have Nene Johnson, joining us, O2. Thank you so much, Nene, for being a part of us. We also have Design Boutique. Thank you. Shop at Design. Go on Facebook, type in Design Boutique, and you get an opportunity to maybe purchase something that you will really enjoy. Our next sponsor is Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace.
If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344. Or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer with one N Jackson or Charlie's Angel. There are several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Bloody Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, and Coming Lavender Sea Salt. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace.
Connect with Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. That is Jennifer Jackson, 1A. Go to Facebook, type in Jennifer Jackson, along with Charlie Angel, either one of those names, and you can connect with her. We truly, truly like you to patronize her and her organization, her company. Thank you so much. If you want to give her a call, you can give her a call at 251-369-1344. That's Jennifer Jackson, Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace. Let's move forward to maybe giving some, we need to give some examples of a unique person. And I'm going to keep it very short. And I want you to put yourself in one of those categories or all three of the categories. A unique person, I gave some things that identify as you, one word that identify you, but this a identified group of statements that puts you as a unique person. One thing is dedication to learn new skills set you apart. When you're ready to extend knowledge, ready to gain knowledge, ready to move to a new plateau, that makes you unique. The next thing is constantly seeking opportunities to improve your expertise. Is that you? Do you seek new opportunities to improve your expertise? As I shared with you from 2017, like I said, we started off with one show, one device, to go up to 16 shows and growing. Using 7 to 8 devices, including social network and the channels that we have access. That's seeking opportunity to improve our expertise. The next thing that makes you so unique, apply the knowledge. Excuse me, hear that. Apply the knowledge to your work. Apply the knowledge you have gained to the work that you're doing. You have to be excited. Let me give a shout out to Sharon Smith. Thank you, Sharon, out of Lowndes County. Thank you so much for joining us and being a part of it. It's awesome to have you on here. FDR 205, Little Bay. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for taking time for being a part of this. We got a couple of users and Paula underscore the underscore realtor. Give her a shout out. As well as Benefits One. James Moore 4057. So have Maxton Dennis joining us. Thank you for taking time. Amanda Morale. Thank you, C. So much for being a part of. Jesse James. Thank you, Jesse, for joining us. You'll be on her regular. Thank you for being a part of TikTok and being a part of what we're trying to do. We want to move forward on what makes, and we're going to look at the genders. And sometimes we have a lot of time, we have different individuals on here. And we're going to talk about what makes a woman unique in a relationship? What makes a man unique in a relationship? What makes a woman rare or unique? And why do men love the quality in a woman? What makes a high-value woman? Those are the three we're going to start talking in this segment. Truly, like I said, it's a blessing to come before you and share this with you. But we're going to look at what makes a woman unique in a relationship. See, being a unique woman is about more than standing out in a crowd. It's about putting the best dress on. It ain't about putting the best face on. It's not talking about someone else can identify, oh, she got a nice pair of boots, got a nice pair of shoes. That doesn't make you unique. But it's definitely part of it. It gets the attention. But your unique come about when you're having courage to be yourself. See, that's the number one thing. Dress what makes you comfortable. Be yourself. That's courage. That's unique. Feeling confident and comfortable with who you are. You ought to be able to look in the mirror. See, Michael Jackson did a song 40 years ago, I can say. He said, and it was titled Man in the Mirror. What he was saying, when you look at the mirror, it's a reflection of you, also your inner self. So if you look at the mirror and don't like what you see, the best time to do this, I'm going to tell you, if you want to look at yourself and look all over yourself and see yourself for who you are, is when you take a shower, get out, you don't have everything else you want to put on, you in your natural state, the mirror. You have to be excited about what you see. If you're not excited about it, then you're going to start adding things to it so you can feel excited. That doesn't put you in the place you want to be. You want to be able to be comfortable with who you are. I tell people I go to counseling to be the best version of who I am, not what people want me to be. The best version of who I am and whose I am. I'm not doing it for anybody else. I'm doing it so I can be who I am. And I continue to do it because when I pray and ask Lord to guide me, keep me in the plan he has for me, and he said, this is what you need to go do so you can be the best version of yourself. I assess myself every day so I can be the best version tomorrow. If God bless me to wake up in the morning, are and whose you are. It's important. And I want you to take time. You got to be feeling confident. You have to be comfortable about who you are. Then you have to possess an air of self. Radiate from within. See, one of the problems we have in our day and time now, we see things that we feel comfortable that will put a mask on us. See, one of our, and I want to speak to this person, one of our co-hosts, and was on the show from out of Berkeley, California, have a ministry called Behind the Mask. See, all Michael Jackson was saying, look in the mirror, you got to accept the man in the mirror or the woman in the mirror. Everything else you strip down and accept your structure, accept your body build. See, that's how, see, you're unique in yourself. Do not change so you can have somebody tell you, girl, you look good. Girl, you this and that, or boy this, or whatever it is. You have to understand, accept who you are and whom you are. God gave us this. He created this. Your reflection is truly you. Your reflection is what's coming from your inside too as well. And that's what we have to keep in mind. So we talk about these things that makes a woman unique. See, there's a little drop box, I'll call it, of it, that I think is important. If it fits you fine, if it don't, you're not happy with it, fine, ain't nothing you can do about it. Okay, truth is truth. See, if you as a woman love fearlessly, I have to break it down, able to love and not worry about what's going to happen. What you have to keep in mind, when you love from your heart going to reveal and going to radiate, and your relationship become reflected of you. So someone you have in your life that you say you love in a romantic relationship going to love you the same. Because they're loving the inner self, not the outer self. Okay, how much glamorous look you get, how much hair you have, how much eyelashes you have, how many, whatever you have, waist trainer, whatever, trying to get your inner self will prevail. Truly will stand out. You have to be authentic. That means genuine. See, the scary part, too many people now are not authentic or they're not genuine. Maybe they don't know how or they choose not to. You have to be genuine. See, when you're genuine, people recognize that. The next thing is so important. She's to be supported. See, we're talking about relationship. You gotta be supported. You have to be selfless, not selfish. Consider others. You have to have empathy. And can't be afraid to share your empathy. You have to have compassion. And not afraid. You have to be encouraging. The next thing, she's funny. She want to tell jokes. She want to laugh. I'm not saying you're going to be a stand-up comedian, but you have opportunity to be funny sometimes. It was amazing. Today is, I'll say this. My great-grandmother's birthday was yesterday, the 28th. My brother, my oldest brother's birthday is today. My dad's birthday is tomorrow. My great-grandmother is deceased, transitioned a long time ago, and my dad transitioned in 20. My brother's still here with us. And I called him to wish him a happy birthday. And I was just telling him things. He was just laughing because, see, this is my older brother. He has his own way about himself. He's just different from the rest of us. And to have him laugh and just have some fun was good. I said, now whatever's going on, it's going with him. But I just know, we know each other enough to know when things are a little different. So the thing about being able to tell a joke or two about him. I told him just like that. I said, man, everybody, how about birthday? I said, man, mine stopped at 35. He laughed, so 35. I said, at 35, I always tell you 35 and the rest I'm living on the grace of God. That's what I'm living on. So if you want to count the year, it's five. But 35 and the rest of them is the grace of God. And he was just like, yeah, that's, I mean, and he's 71 years old today. And he said, yeah, that's right. Now I'm living on that 36 years of grace of God. I said, yes, you are. And I'm young, my brother's not a religious person. But he understands grace. Understand mercy. Just, that's a fun side. So you got to be able to do that. The next thing is, you have to be in a relationship with your mate, your spouse. At this point, we're talking about women. Challenge you. Push forth an effort. Not to be disrespectful. Not to be the one trying to take charge. Just challenge that action to see so you can be the best version of yourself through her support as well. That's what you should be. She's driven. I don't knock anybody. I know I have drive in me. And I've been driving and trolling. To get where I am today in regards to this radio station, it was drive. I had a purpose. She takes care of herself. It's important to not allow yourself to reach that, to be about 30 when you become obese. And still tell me it falls in the right place. But when you're 30, in that 30 percentile above what you're supposed to be, you're going to have all the health issues. It comes along with it. The next thing is so important is she's kind. See, we all need to be kind. We have to be friendly. I said you to be my friend, but be friendly. You never will catch me when I'm unfriendly because I don't believe in that. She's optimistic. Very optimistic. Not pessimistic, but optimistic. You believe things help. That's what a, you know, you need some woman in a relationship. Yes. She's someone you can trust. See, trust is a major situation. See, you got to be able to trust her. Because you trust yourself. See, if you don't trust yourself, you don't feel you trust anybody else. And if the way it is, that makes her rare, makes her unique. And one of the major things is one, it's just one thing that set the, when you talk about uniqueness of a woman and rareness of a woman, is honesty. I told you, as I listen to a lot of the shows and that's on that, these court shows and these other shows, lying is easy. My mom always told me, lying is easy because you keep telling it over, tell a lie over again until you start thinking the truth. She said, honesty is the key. She said, be honest the first time. Tell the truth the first time. The truth may hurt. But tell the truth for the first time. That way an individual can appreciate you. That makes you rare. So for a woman to be rare, she has to be 110% honest. That's a trait that everybody can appreciate, but particularly when it says, why do men love this quality of a woman, honesty? Because what it do allows to feel from that. Feeling up with the honesty. The trust. Support. This is good. Because if you don't see that in a person, their attitude will always stand out. I always say, your attitude determines your aptitude. I just said, if the studies toward life as well. You should always have a positive attitude. If you have that ability, you can change the world. That makes you rare. And that's a quality that a man looks for in a woman. That question about high value has always come into play. What is high value? See, a high value woman embraces her femininity. She's intuition, nurturing, creative, empathetic. She has a high level of emotional IQ or intelligence. We call it emotional Q. She knows how to manage her emotion. She's why when people get upset or have a conversation with you, that's when the emotions kick in. And they become emotional, then they operate with feelings. See, you're not solving any problems in life with your feelings. Because feelings is an emotion. And the best way to solve a problem and be have that high emotional intelligence or IQ is live in reality. And a high-value woman, manage her emotions. She also always holds herself accountable for her actions. They had a show the other day, Accountability is like Kryptonite. And that was the title of the show, where people are not willing to be responsible for their actions. They want to be the victim. They want to blame someone else. In a relationship, it's never just, people always come out one now. It's two sides to every story and something in the middle. But the bottom line is, don't come out of a relationship playing the victim when you were just as much as four, because your emotional IQ was not at the level it's supposed to be. You operated on feelings. You didn't operate on thinking. You didn't operate on belief. Your active skills of communication. I want to give a shout out to our next sponsor. We truly thank this group because they always take time to be a part of what we're trying to do. And they're doing an awesome job located in Georgia, Alabama. And I want to say to them, to the owners and the co-owners, thank you for what you're doing for that community. You're bringing something special to them, and they're in the restaurant retail business, if you want to call it that. And they're providing something for those individuals in that rural area. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal.
In meat and three.
Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood prices.
Barbecue Saturday, and it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana, Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals, family-friendly environment, great food. Who could ask for more at a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 until 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Check out Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. That's 261 Highway 106 West. check them out. Traveling south toward Mobile and until I-10, they go either east or west. Or you can stop in at the Georgiana exit, which is 55, the Auburn Highway 55. And within 2 miles, you'll be at 106, Highway 106. Take a left on it, and you can go to the restaurant and enjoy yourself. Brother Bob and Lala Smith, remember 586 was attorney Corbett and his wife, Sarah Katrina Roper Smith, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. They're doing an awesome job. Give them a call at 334-549-0950. Or go to Facebook. If you want to know what's on the menu, go to Facebook and go to Bob and Smith, and you'll see the menu posted every day they're open. Whether it's lunch, breakfast, or dinner, check them out and support them. When you go there, let them know you heard it on WDSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. We want you to still be a part of the show by calling in. Call in numbers 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone. Ask for your location. You chat with Dr. Wilbur D. Smith. And we're excited to having you to call in if you're a part of several people that's on the line, but they haven't pressed one, so maybe they just want to listen because you have that capability. We love to see you on the line. You may be listening through Google. You might be listening through Google. You might be, I said, chat, whatever it may be. You may be listening to some other form, and we document that through Blog Talk Radio. So check us out. We're excited to have you. And as we get ready to get to our final segment, we're going to start off with what makes a man unique and attractive. See, one of these things so important that needs to be talked about. See, a unique and attractive man, that don't mean he's going to be more attractive than you. So when you start looking for a man more attractive than you, then because you're the one supposed to be attractive as a woman. And the man is just needs to be what they say, handsome. So a unique and handsome man has good morals. Number one, manners. Number two, good beliefs. Number three, honesty. Number four, sincere. Number five, that makes the unique and the handsome or attraction of that person. See, a man who loves and respects his mother and any other young lady, girl, or woman is more attracted than a man that's so handsome, everybody's drooling over him because of respect. A man who's really not afraid of those some other people in society in taking great decisions for himself and his family is more attractive than a good-looking guy. Remember I said the answer, I try to get away from attraction, but a good-looking guy. A man who really helps or just have good thoughts on helping the needy is billion times attracted than a guy with striking good looks. See, to look good as a man. Good looks is, he could be, you know, I always say this, you know, this, as a man, seeing a very attractive person until they open their mouth. Is what comes out of that mouth force you to lose the attraction. So understand that. Same way for a man. A unique man. He has to be able to effectively communicate with you. He has to have good character. We already know what it should be. But the small things I've shared there makes him even more unique. See, what you should be has nothing to do with your uniqueness. It's what you are. And we have to make sure we put ourselves in a position to be very unique. Give a shout out to Carton for person. How you doing, Carton? So much. This young man, I appreciate him joining us so much. Thank you, Carton, for being a part of this tonight. I definitely want to give you a shout out quite early. We want to give a shout out to L&T Starworth Lawn Service. It's all about hard work.
That's right, hard work. Check out L&T Starworth Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Starworth at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Starworth. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do.
L&T Starworth Lawn Service, LLC, Mr. Anthony Starworth. Go to Facebook and want to friend him. Just type in Anthony Starworth, and you can communicate with him through the direct messenger, and you'll be able to talk with him about what exactly going on, how he can provide that medical service to you. He's in South Central Alabama now. He travels in that circle. Sometimes he steps out. Sometimes he, because he has relatives in Georgia where him and his brother had that lawn service, and sometimes he traveled because he has some old clients there. But basically in South Central Alabama, that's right below the Montgomery, Lowndes County area, pretty much in the Butler and the Crenshaw, the Covington, the Conecuh, the Monroe County, all of that area down, which is South Central Alabama. Thank you so much, Mr. Tony Starworth. You can give him a call at 334-300-7401. As we move forward, I'm going to kind of do a combination because I'm about to wrap it up. We've got about 3 or 4 minutes. And it was make a man out of value. There's a lot of content out there, how value is the ones that make all the money. Yeah, money sometimes pay into play. But the truth of the situation, see, a high value man is a perfect example of masculinity because they are kind, generous, respectful, reliable, leaders, intentional, committed, conflict resolvers, consistent, empathy, trustworthy, and honesty. Remember when we're talking about some things that make you unique? I want you to just think about all those things I shared. If that puts a particular agenda about being of high value, then you need to make sure you work on as a male that you are respectful. Make sure you're reliable. Don't tell somebody somewhere, whether your children, your family members, and don't show up. It's important that you do that. Be there, be on time, and be in that category of high value. That's where you want to be. See, you want to be able to look the part. See, you have to look at yourself and look at all aspects of life, how well you want to perform in all aspects of life. You want to be able to communicate well. You want to be able to be self-aware. You want to focus on self-growth and self-worth. One of the things I start off at the beginning of this show is what makes you unique. And the first thing I shared with you all is I know my purpose. You know yours. High value people, high value men know their purpose. Not all about money. Everybody look at their leaders. They look to you. When they walk in the room, people already know before you walk in the room who you are and whose you are. And we have to keep that in mind. Now, to be a man with high qualities, or a man that is unique, what he's looking for in a woman or a wife, is he looking for in there about being present? He's looking for a woman to be present in the moment. He's looking at a person that both physically and emotionally mature. Not operating in feelings. Because when you get mad when things don't go your way, that's feeling, that's emotion, and your IQ is not very high. They show that you believe. They want them to show that you believe in them. That's what they're looking for. Believe in them and their dreams. They're looking for loyalty. That's by love. See, remember that Love Cafe, one of the L's is loyal. They're looking for loyalty. Trustworthiness. You can't trust someone unless you trust yourself. All of these things are bedrock for a successful, strong relationship. And don't come to me and say, well, what about this other individual? I gave you things on the other end as well. We have to take it and look and work on it to be the best version of ourselves. See, you want someone reliable. Keep their promise. Staying faithful. And a wife, you'll be looking for these following qualities. Kindness. See, these are more than just pleasant traits. Emotional stability. Remember, emotional IQ. Operate in reality, not feelings. Emotion is just not a feeling. You ought to be able to manage your emotion. Especially during stressful situations, because things are going to be stressful. You're looking for support in this. In a relationship that goes way beyond mere encouragement. Having shared values. Aspects of life. That's what they're looking for. Are you willing to do that? Your morals is important. Your ethics is important. Your life ambitions are important. Your independence in a relationship is crucial. Respect in your relation is much of a factor. Get it out. It's all about showing respect for your partner, your relationship, and yourself. A nurturing nature is about the ability to care for and nurture the relationship. If both of you are not working for the same common goal, the relationship not going to work. It's just going to be a hookup. Don't be in something, a relationship you call for 10 years, and that person can't step across go to the one knee as a man to a woman and propose to you, then take you down the house. Don't be in a relationship 10 years. I'm hoping he's going to say it. Then you get mad with other people. And that makes me think you're in that mentality of rather have half of someone, a part of someone, than have the whole person or be by myself. Sometimes you need to be by yourself. You can grow from being by yourself. That's what it's all about. Having the potential of a family or some kind of blended family. See, physical attraction is often an important aspect of a relationship. Remember what I said, the woman should be attracted, not the man. You should be able to be flexible. Flexibility is important. You should be able to compromise and not, as Joe said, just all about me. It's a team. It's no I and team. It's no me and team. It's us. We. You got to be able to compromise. You can't get upset about it because your attitude will determine your aptitude. It will determine how far that relationship goes. last but not least, good communication skills are so important. Able to think about what you heard and have a thought process, be critical thinking, and then you got to be able to articulate. Those are the good, effective communication skills that you need. It was awesome coming from you tonight. Thank you so much for being a part of each and every one. We give a shout out to joining us. I'm going to give a shout out to a user, and that's normally an individual, but they just have a number that goes, and I won't call out all the names. Charles, all the numbers. Charles Weldon, Weldon, thank you so much. Charles Porter, I mentioned earlier. Lovely, another user. Lalo, thank you so much. Cal underscore golf. We also have Audrey Grandson. We have Hillary Anoki. Thank you so much. C.S. Luno with the number 0. Jeanette Fraley. Thank you so much. We have another user. Thank each and every one of you all for taking time to be a part of it. It's awesome to see you. Carter, thank you so much, my brother, for being there. And all the rest of it, thank you so much. William, thank you so much, Push. And thank you so much, Infinity, along with Ramsey. Thank you so much, member Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Sharon Smith, thank you so much, representing 4-5. Thank you so much for being a part. God has blessed us. But we're at the end of the hour. On tomorrow, we have an awesome show planned for you, and it's our voice. That's the title of the new show that we have. We've been doing it for about 2 weeks now. Our voice truly is an important show because it is the only internet talk show that truly focuses on the grassroots perspective, which encompasses views along with needs and aspirations at the local level. That's what our voice is on. Check us out. 3 o'clock tomorrow. We're going to make it do what it do. It's joining us. We love you from our heart. And truly is excited. See, God gives us a chance to come to you one more time. And we're excited that we're able to do this. And it's important that we understand that it's a revolution. I want you to know that this is a revolution. We don't want to write to the music, but as we close out, we're going to hashtag you with responsible. We're going to hashtag you with keep on grinding. Hashtag you with communication for understanding. Hashtag for make you do what you do. Hashtag we got this. Hashtag just continue. WVSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. Truly, we're excited. So thank you so much for joining us. Have an awesome rest of the night. And as we play Revolution, we're going to really close it out with my party words. But tomorrow, our voice at 3 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Have an awesome rest of the night, and we'll see you tomorrow.
revolution. I say, do you want a revolution? What you feeling, what you want, son? Who you calling to, son? You know Jesus is the true son, the second in the Trinity. I know you feeling him. 500 days left into the new millennium. You hearing him? Chunk is